Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The development of complex language likely accompanied the evolution of the brain in modern humans. Evi Malia, assistant professor of linguistics at the University of Texas at Arlington, describes what brain scans and sign language have to reveal about our ancestors' use of language.
Languages are complex systems with multiple interrelated levels, and we still do not quite understand how humans developed them. Research on how brain processes sign languages, visual languages, has shown a relationship between everyday visual processing of moving objects and linguistic structures in visual languages, suggesting a path from mental structuring of scenes to language development. In most languages, two categories of verbs are present, those describing a change like buy, arrive, and those describing a homogeneous activity like run or read. In American Sign Language, ASL, these two kinds of verbs can be distinguished not only on the basis of their meaning, but also based on their form. When a signer uses a verb describing change, the motion of the hand rapidly decelerates at the end of the sign. Signs describing continuous action do not have such speed changes in hand motion. From studies on human perception, we know that all humans use speed and deceleration of objects to understand what is happening in their surroundings. The use of similar visual features in everyday perception and in sign language comprehension shows that there are general perceptual abilities that languages build upon. My colleagues and I conducted a neuroimaging study to understand what information signers extract from the decreased hand speed at the end of the sign. The verb signs with high deceleration at the end, those describing changes, activated precuneus in deaf signers. This region is known for processing abstract scripts of events. This means that the signers were using the increased speed of hand motion and signs to trigger access to long-term memory. The finding that human perceptual ability contributes to creation of linguistic categories is exciting because it applies to all languages, both spoken and signed, since spoken languages distinguish between the same two verb types. Our neuroimaging study uncovered the neural connection between motion recognition, language, and memory access in the human brain.
That was Evi Malia of the University of Texas at Arlington. You can find this and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.